Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are meant to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this right. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen plays, we urge you, calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me today. We'll hear from The Creaking Door this time, a series that aired over South African stations. We'll say from the 60s to the 70s, there seems to be some question as to the duration of this show. It appears most of the episodes are from the 1964 to 1965 run. The story we'll hear today is titled The Haunting. This one aired February 8, 1965.
Company the hangman at all times. Really so that you don't get attacked, sir. Right. See, some of the prisoners are getting a bit angry.
Very popular Harry Mortis, Mr. Charters.
Very popular among the villains. Well, here you are, governor's office.
Go ahead.
Morning, Major Bruce.
Morning, Charters. You're late.
There was fog in town.
Don't tell me that kept you.
No, that's not.
Oh, are you like the rest of us? Scared.
I've never been too scared to do my duty.
The men think he's innocent.
Oh, Major Bruce, they aren't men. You aren't in the army now. They're prisoners. He's a murderer. He was found guilty by a jury of his peers. They probably sentenced to death.
The trouble is, I think Moss is innocent. Don't you?
With respect, it's not appropriate, sir. You're the prison governor, and I'm the hangman. I expect your thoughts are very simple. Gotta pay them properly. Sir. Excuse me, sir. I see that all's well in the execution chamber. I'll see you there, Governor. You have to sign the warrant before I can act, remember?
Yes, I'll be there. Much as I hate the idea of hanging an innocent man, my duty's plain. Yes, I shall be there.
Good morning. Is it Tom?
No, not yet. Morse, we know what it's like for you, and I'm sorry.
No, nobody knows what it's like. It's lonely, my friend. Lonelier than outer space.
Only one way to look at it. We all got to go sometime. You might have been spared worse than that, Angel.
Spared worse?
Would it make you feel any better to confess? Usually does, they say. And it's customary.
Confess? Confess to a murder I didn't do. I didn't kill Judge Peters. I wasn't near the house. I was called out by the man I told them about, the tall man. He kept me busy while they did what had to be done. I was framed, I tell you.
Well, it's your business. But the gun was yours and it had your prints on it. You're known as a criminal. The judge had given you 5 years of hard labor, and you thought he'd no right to do it. You escaped from jail, man. How could you be innocent?
It doesn't matter. It's too late now.
Yes, it is too late.
How long have I got?
10 minutes. Brace up, Morse. You're a popular man, and since the days of the old highwaymen, popular villains always made a good end. Yes, we'll all remember you, Morse. Don't worry about that. We'll all remember you.
Major Wills.
Charters. Well, that's wrong, man.
What's wrong? I can't go through with it, that's all. I can't.
Put yourself together.
See the shine. Shine, I tell you. They're in the execution shed. No, I can't go through with it. The chap's innocent.
You speak of a sign. What sign?
When I opened the door of the execution shed, it was there. Morse. Standing on a trap of the gallows. The rope round his neck.
It couldn't have been Morse. Yeah. Morse is in the condemned cell, and you know it. And he's alive, so it could hardly have been his ghost.
I tell you.
Put yourself together. You're suffering from nerves, that's all.
Me? Me, suffering from nerves? Not in your life.
Remember what happened to your father?
Oh. My father was the best hangman this country ever had. Well, he killed himself, all right, very well. Lots of us go that way. You see, men sort of different when he's alone. That's when they come. When they stand round with their heads bent. The ones you turned off. When the daylight comes, it's different. You just vanish away. Whoever heard of a haunted execution shed? Well, the idea is nonsense.
That's exactly what I've been telling you, man. Hang it all, Charters. You can't expect me to ring up the Home Secretary and give him a postponed execution because you started seeing
him. I thought he was standing on the trap with a rope around his neck. The hood was over his head. He raised the hands. Stop. It's like a cop on point duty.
Excuse me, sir. Is the execution postponed?
No, of course not.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it is.
Because, beg your pardon, sir, that poor fellow waiting in the death cell. The convicts are starting to get out of hand. You know what it's like when there's an execution? They're all on edge. Morse is a very popular man.
I'll talk to Morse, then to the men. And Charters, you stay here and try to screw up enough courage to do your job. Water Bates, examine the execution shed and tell me what you discover. We'll meet here in 10 minutes. Describe the technical hitch. I'm very sorry that your ordeal should be dragged out. The matter's beyond my control.
I understand.
But I can hold out no hope of any kind. You're aware of that. As soon as arrangements can be made...
I know. I understand.
What's that noise? The convicts are demonstrating.
They know I'm innocent.
They're greatly affected by any execution. When one is delayed, another they tend to break down.
They know I'm innocent. So do you.
I've not studied your case, Morse. It's none of my business. You were properly found guilty by a jury of your peers. That's all that concerns me. You were sentenced to death, and jail delivery was effected with my prison.
I didn't kill Judge Peters. A tall man lured me away from home that night. But there's no use talking to you. Not your fault, I know that.
There was a single fact you could remember about this man. Or if you could explain away one bit of the evidence. Now listen.
No. That's it, you see. I've been cleverly framed. Nothing's been left to chance. The torture got me out of my house and away from home. Then I had no alibi. That was when they killed the judge.
Moss, what can you remember about this man? Think. Think hard.
Nothing. I remember nothing.
What did he say?
He said my brother was in trouble, that he'd been arrested. He said his name was Lippy. That's all, just Lippy. He said I had to sign for my brother's bail.
Every thief caught with a good argument always has a tall man handed the murder. Or a short man, or a fat man. Never a man who can be identified. Try, Moss. You're standing in the very shadow of death. You can help you. See, somehow our boys believe your story.
There's nothing that can be done.
Well, try, man, try. What kind of a voice had this tall man?
Voice? Like a crook. Like an old lad. Talked from one corner of his mouth without moving his lips, you know.
It's hopeless, isn't it?
Yes, I know that. Nothing short of supernatural aid could save me now. And there's no hope of that.
Isn't there, I wonder?
Examine the execution, said sir. There's nothing there. Nothing at all.
I don't believe it. You're lying, Bates.
I'm not used to being called a liar, even by a hangman. He's lost his nerve.
I'll tell you, I've seen it.
Enough.
I've seen it.
Enough, both of you. I'm going to report a small technical hitch in the execution. Bates, take Charters here to the execution shed and demonstrate there are no spooks or bogies in it. Then test the gallows with a bag of sand the same weight as the prisoner. The execution will take place immediately afterwards. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Right, go to it. There. Perfect. Want me to try it again?
No. It worked.
They know he's not guilty.
Straighten your spine, you sniveling rat.
All right. All right, I think.
I'm going to get this over with before the men have breakfast. And if you won't pull the lever, I'll do it myself.
Must now be carried out as for the sentence of the court.
But my work! My work! We can't hold him now! We can't!
How very amusing. One might call it the case of the haunted hangman who was in there swinging but got caught in his own trap. I've heard that if a man resists hanging the first time, he can't be hanged again. But I'm not at all sure this is the case. Let's find out, shall we?
Moss back in his cell.
Yes, sir.
Convicts are kicking off the rail still.
They keep the doors closed. You ask me, we'll have a full-size riot on our hands if we try and hang Moss again.
The sentence of the court is clear. As for the fiction that an execution cannot be attempted twice, that's utter rubbish. We must simply persevere, that's all.
Do it yourself. I can't.
Very well, Chartres. I shall. But first, be so good as to help us with that bag of sand. We'll go and test the trap again. There. Now, pull the lever. Well, there's nothing wrong with the mechanism. Yes, a great deal of matter outside. The coming in, Bates. Open the door.
Quiet, inmates! There's no cause for alarm, men. I want silence here. Any prisoner continuing in this fashion will be severely punished.
Shall I sound the alarm and arm my men, sir?
Not yet, Bates. Poor devils, I can't blame them. The hangman's got the jitters, and none of us believe Moss is guilty. I'm going to telephone the Home Secretary and ask for a stay of execution. Until the morning, Bates. We have a stay of execution until the morning. I'm ordered to have the gallows working or resign. The scandal will shake the entire country.
He should be reprieved. He's been through enough.
Yes, Bates, but the law is the law. There's nothing we can do. Unless we can show clearly that Moss was not guilty of the judge's murder.
Not much chance of that, sir.
No. And yet, I wonder, you remember the circumstances of the case, don't you?
Not very clearly, sir. I followed it at the time, but so far as I can remember, the evidence was clear.
Moss claimed he'd been wrongly convicted of a robbery. Found guilty and sentenced to 5 years hard labor.
Peters was an hanging judge. He was a man who liked passing sentence of death. Yes, he kept Charteris busy, Judge Peters did.
Moss escaped from prison. The judge was found shot. And Moss, when he was arrested, could only produce a weak story about a tall man who lured him away from the house. And the rest of the evidence was conclusive.
I must say, it seemed so to me, sir.
Bates, if we could find that man.
Plenty of people added him for Judge Peters. He sent Mannering to the gallows and young Eddie Chance. Had he never deserved to die, it was manslaughter, pure and simple.
Bates, that's your opinion. You didn't hear the case.
Like animals, just like animals behind bars.
I must act soon if they don't stop it. They refused dinner and threw the food about.
By the way, where's Chatteris? He's in the duty room, sir.
I want to talk to him.
He's still raving about this ghost or apparition or whatever it was he saw.
Very well, I'll see him there. In the meantime, try to get some sense into the prisoners. This isn't helping anybody. Tell him, is it direct mob action or do they seem to have a leader?
Cockney Harry, a lifer. He leads most of the trouble around here. Pelham Morse, sir. He escaped with him.
Bring him to my office under guard.
Yes, sir. Shall I charge him with a breach of regulations?
I've got to talk to him first. If he knows Morse well, he might be able to help. Now, I'd better go and see Charteris. Charteris?
I'll tell you, I saw it. Standing there in the execution shed. A ghost of a ghost. You have a drink?
Take it easy, man.
Why didn't the trap work? Show me that, then.
How do I know? Perhaps the wood had warped or
something. I've inspected it. There's no warp. Put a sack on the trap. Crash, it works. Put Morse on it. It don't work. Why? Forces. Supernatural forces, Major Wills. An apparition. No apparition.
The execution will take place tomorrow morning at 8. There must be no slip.
You just get a new hangman. You haven't seen him the way I did. You haven't seen him standing round you with a dart? Just a glimmer on up of the lamps outside the house. Look, just as they looked. Just as they looked.
Hold yourself together, Charlie.
Just as they looked.
Pull yourself together. You'll drive yourself out of your mind.
I'll get away my day, Wade. You tied a rope yourself. Never did a better job. You calculated the drop exactly the inch. He just stepped off. That's famous, Major. I ought to know.
Stop drinking and stop that gibbering, or I'll have you locked in a cell.
Excuse me, sir. Garrett's in your office.
Garrett? Oh, yes. Cockney Harry. Yeah, I'm coming in a moment.
He's a tall man, Garrett, yeah. You're a very tall man, isn't he?
What do you mean?
I just said he was tall.
Is there one thing you can do to help the situation, Charteris? Sober up.
Well, Garris?
Oh, I feel fine, Dan.
You know the penalty for acting against authority?
Yes. I've got to stand in the corner and get kept in after me sewing class.
Hmm. Morse is a pal of yours, isn't he?
What if he is?
You don't like what happened this morning, do you?
Makes a change, Lovin. This is going to leak out, you know. You can't stop it. Oh, what a jail. The hangman's drunk and the gallows won't work and you're going to try it on the poor devil again tomorrow.
The law will take its course and justice will prevail.
Chase my Aunt Fanny round the exercise yard. You smug, bloated, frog-faced son of a...
Get a civil tongue in your...
Leave him, Bates. Leave him. Let him blow off steam.
You're a fair man. Everybody says so. Until now, I reckon you were decent. For a screw. But you've got no hope, have you? You can't hang, Morse. Go on, try. Get Creepy Charteris sober and let him have another go. You'll go down in history as the man who couldn't hang Morse. Hey, you'll see.
What were you doing in the execution shed today?
Just a morbid interest in such things. I had an old uncle once.
You admit being in the shed. It was you whom Charteris saw.
I don't admit nothing.
Why did you shoot the judge?
Me shooting?
Yes, you. You escaped and took Morse with you, not the other way about. Why did you escape, Garrett?
Claustrophobia. I had a girlfriend once who couldn't even stay in a room with the door shut. And not with me, she couldn't.
You killed Judge Peters. Why, man?
Me killing? Oh, don't make me laugh. I'm the only bloke with a perfect alibi. And my alibi is Morse, that's who. Morse himself.
And you were the tall man he met that night. An unfortunate slip of the tongue, wasn't it, Harry? Bates, bring Morse here. We'll save that man whether he likes it or not. Morse, I want the truth.
Yes, Morse. Tell him or you're going to get into trouble.
Shut up, Harry. Morse, was this the tall man who lured you away from the house that night?
Yeah, I've admitted it, boy. It's okay, you can tell him.
Yes. Harry asked me to meet him to discuss getting out of the country. He said there was a ship.
Yeah, so there was. There you are. I was outside the house with Morse at the time. Now do you believe I didn't kill Judge Peters?
We'll see Charteris in the execution room. All of us, now.
Let me inform you, I'm a man in a respectable and important government position. I'm not a bit trifled with. And let me tell you this. If I can't hang Morse, nobody can hang him. Morse, I'll see you at 8 sharp tomorrow, my lad. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Stay where you are, Charteris. Have you ever heard of a case before in which a convicted prisoner couldn't be hanged?
Lots of them. My colleagues usually won out, you know. Crime doesn't pay, eh, Morse?
It seems incredible to me, Charteris, that a man in your profession hasn't heard of the most famous case of all. The original case of the man they couldn't hang.
What are you getting at, Major?
Did you plan the escape, Charteris?
What?
Did you get Morse out of jail in order to give you a perfect setup for murder? Did you frame Morse and betray him?
What an idea.
And in the end, you found you couldn't go through with it, didn't you, Charteris?
I don't say anything you can't prove.
You found you couldn't hang Morse in the end, and so you told us the tall story about the ghost in the execution shed and the trap that wouldn't work.
You saw it work with a sack of sand.
But you weren't standing in place, were you, Charteris?
Huh?
You see, I read that story, too. The man they couldn't hang. And I guarantee that when you stand in place, there's a plank that slides out under the trap and stops it working.
I had to kill the judge. I had to.
But why? That's what I can't understand. Why?
Because he killed my father. Drove him off his head. Men that my dad wrecked was innocent. They had to go. It's the same with me. I'm going off my head with it. The hanging judge, they called him. But he didn't have to do the hanging. I did. I did, Doctor. Major. Major. When it comes to me, my turn. Please let my assistant turn me on. Young Sammy. He's got a touch, Sam has. He's an artist. Couldn't be succeeded by a better man.
Interesting lives some people lead, don't you think? As for poor Charteris, the executioner, he keeps us in fits of laughter with his merry jests. Here, behind the creaking door. This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door, of course.
that's it for this episode of The Horror. I'll be back Wednesday with something from the Hermit's Cave. Between now and then, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. Past episodes of this show, links to everything else, like our forum, Shoutcast Stream, all the other shows. And of course, the donate button. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, your donations make it all possible. Thank you, as always, to those who have donated. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.